location in Lexington, Virginia, where the Blue Ridge Mountains on this side of us and the Appalachian Mountains on this side of us. And we're at our daughter and son-in-law's house, Megan and Kyle and Jude and Josie. So we're enjoying a time with them.
Yes,
and
we are.
This is my lovely wife, Sherry.
And, happy Resurrection Day.
Happy Resurrection Day. Mm-hmm. So she's going to sing a song about the resurrection. And I'm just going to leave the earpiece in my ear and hopefully that you can be able to hear it okay. So while she sings, then we'll just go ahead and say some good news. Sherry?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mary came into the tomb of Jesus. The stone was gone, and he had gone away. The angel said, "Fear not, I know whom you see. He is risen," and this she heard him say. Gone, the stone is rolled back, gone, the tomb is empty. To sit at the Father's side, and I know he's gone over death, triumphant, gone. Sin is defeated, gone, and he lives forevermore. My friend, if you don't know my risen Savior, don't wait until it's too late to pray. Don't wait until the body's been completed. Don't wait, tomorrow may be too late. Gone, the stone is rolled back. Gone, the tomb is empty. Gone, to sit at the Father's side, and I know he's gone over death, triumphant, gone. Sin is defeated, gone, and he lives forevermore.
Amen. Thank you, Sherry. Very nice. You know, we was talking about Resurrection Day and the fact that today, when you woke up, he lives and he continues to live in us and through us. And he's the only person that's ever was buried and rose. Not the only person, but there's many people dies. Many people's was buried, but he rose again for our justification. So he's a living Savior today.
Amen.
So, Sherry, thank you very much. We'll see you on the other side.
Literally.
Literally, okay. Oh, got a couple announcements. Once again, thank you for the tuning in to Dispensational Bible Church. And we're on a nice day today, a beautiful day. And we're with our daughter and her grandchildren and stuff. So we came down and spending some time with them. And what a joy it is to have little grandbabies running around your feet and seeing them grow up and all. So we're thankful for this place that we can come. We're thankful that we can take this message anywhere we want to go and enjoy seeing you anywhere also. So we want to thank you for tuning in. We lift up the praise requests and praise items that we have gotten and the spoken and unspoken. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for listening to some good praise reports throughout the week. And we see many of us have been sick and we're getting over sicknesses and finances and stuff like that. I mentioned last week about signing a contract for the 2022 Ohio Grace Ministries Bible Conference in Salt Fork Lake Lodge. So keep it in thought and prayer. We'll bring out some information more on that because you need to go ahead and start making reservations for 2022. It's going to be a big lodge. It's going to be a great time. for that. Keep us in thought and prayer as we continue to proclaim the good news of the gospel of the grace of God, rightly divided. Let's go to our prayer. Father, once again, thank you for the time. Thank you for the things you've given us. As we ask, we think about the things that's on our heart and mind. And we think about this weekend, how the world has set this day aside to honor the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know as true Christians that every day is Resurrection Day. And we thank you for that. We know that is our hope also, that we have a hope that you will take us out of here and change this foul body and fasten like your glorious body, and we'll live with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You going to sit there in the sunshine?
I am.
Okay. Sherry's on the porch, and our grandbabies and stuff are inside. I don't know if that's on the TV or not in
I
there.
I think it is.
But anyway, they may come out in a little bit and say hello. If not, so we're in lesson four. As you know, dispensationalists, we treat every day as a resurrection day. We treat every day as a glorious day in our Lord Jesus Christ. But we also know that when you teach the Word of God rightly divided, we're in lesson four in Fundamentals of Dispensationalism. And we talked about back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you had the earthly ministry of Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that was in a time past era. And also, we're moving into the Acts 1. Now, if you got your Bibles, you'll be turning to Acts chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7. And when we move on, we do not move from the time past in a post-resurrection period. Now, I know what your Bibles say when you go from Malachi to Matthew, it says New Testament. So everybody assumes that this is a new era, a New Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I would encourage you to look at that's not true, because in the earthly ministry of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Lord Jesus Christ was still in the time past distinction between circumcision and uncircumcision. So verse 6, Acts chapter 1, verse 6 says, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of who?
Israel.
Now, they didn't think about anything new that was going to happen. And they had been looking for the Christ, which was the Lord Jesus Christ, and to give them a kingdom to who?
Israel.
And they was expecting wrath of the tribulation and then the kingdom. This was all laid out. And if you remember back in Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist is on the scene, and he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then he told the Pharisees and Sadducees that came to his baptism in Matthew chapter 3, verse 7, he says, "But we saw the many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism. He said unto them, all generations of brothers and sisters in Christ."
No. Right?
No, he didn't say. He said, "All you generations of vipers who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come." Okay, there's a question there. John the Baptist came on the scene. He was a forerunner of God. He was laying it out for them and say, he was talking about where is he going to go? And he was telling the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which were the leaders of Israel, which became adulterated with the God of this world, and they watered down what God was doing. And he was telling them, "Who have warned you to flee from wrath to come?" And where does that wrath to come fits?
Ages to come.
It's ages to come. What we call the tribulation period. Israel's got to go through a tribulation period. And so in Matthew, Jude won't come out and sit over here. So in Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist was preaching about the kingdom and warning the wrath that would become there. In Acts chapter 1, during the post-resurrection, okay, Jesus Christ, but there's a pre-resurrection and a post-resurrection, and the post-resurrection ministry of Jesus Christ, the apostles asked him about that kingdom. In fact, that was the first question that Israel, or the 12, had asked the Lord Jesus Christ. "When will you again restore the kingdom to Israel?" Okay, the body of Christ is not mentioned there. Key point there, okay? It's a kingdom. And what God was doing in time past, he was will fulfill in ages to come. Now, I don't have a chart behind me, but in your Bible, from Genesis to Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the first part of Acts that we're in now is times past. Romans through Philemon, but now we may show you how you do that in your Bible shortly. But the man back in Matthew had a hope that he had to do with a kingdom in the future. See, everything is future from what the Lord Jesus Christ was doing. And it had to be doing. He had to come to redeem, okay, that God's wrath was against that rebellion. And you got to think about this for a minute, because it had to do with the Messiah redeeming them and redeem Israel into that kingdom. And then the word of God would go out through all the nations through Israel to in ages to come. In ages to come, Hebrews to Revelation, God takes the heaven and earth, the two programs, and put it back under one, and it's all going to be said and done when it's over with. Now, in Acts chapter 1, you're still in times past. Are you going to restore again the kingdom to Israel? You know, they lost it, and they're going to get it back. And Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost to come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses upon me, and in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and in other parts of the earth. Now, they're going to look at this commission and how it's going to be carried out. There are to be witnesses in where? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the other parts of the earth. Now the order is Israel's first in Acts chapter 1. And the order is Acts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7 is Israel's first. So when you look at this and you're looking at Acts chapter 1, you're like, okay, this is something new. And body of Christ started at the cross or it started at Pentecost. This is still Israel's first. And God's going to be dealing with the basis of the advantage of being circumcised person and the disadvantage of the uncircumcised person. That is still times past in those chapters. The distinction between circumcision and uncircumcision is still working out during this time period. So what do we say before in our studies, lesson 1 and 2, and even 3, that when you're in that see-at distinction, you're still in times past, okay? And Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. You know, it's a beautiful day. It's like 55 degrees sitting right here, and it's like the sun's coming up. It's just a beautiful day.
It is.
And what a great day it is to be alive. You know, it's going to be an even greater day when we're with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be sunshine at all times.
Amen.
Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Now, who is Peter speaking to here?
Jews.
Is he speaking to the Gentiles standing around in the crowd on the day of Pentecost?
No.
He's talking to Israel, Judea, and Jerusalem. Was they Gentiles there? Yeah. You know what? They became proselytes. They started following the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they wasn't the heathen Gentile like myself back then. He said, ye men of Judea, in verse 22 of Acts chapter 2, ye men of Israel, in verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know. So he is particularly talking to a group of people, okay? And he wasn't talking to a bunch of Gentiles in that crowd. He's singling out these people, speaking to the circumcision, not the uncircumcision. And so you have to acknowledge that Acts chapter 2 fits in what time period?
Time passed.
See, it's so simple. Those verses right there changed Sherry and I's mind when it came to understanding the Bible. Because these verses right here was the same type of verses that some dispensationalists came to us. He said, you ever thought about this? You ever considered this? And we're like, I thought all of it was to me. I thought it was, no, all of the Bible's not to you, but it's for you. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you're like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not Israel. I'm not Judea. I'm not in Jerusalem. This is not my Jerusalem out here. And you're like, uh-oh, did God tell me a lie? You know, God can't lie, guys. So when you think about what he's doing here, and we took those questions and took it to our Sunday school class that was actually reading through the book of Acts at that time, and was going over this, and was like, they like, and kept reading like it was no big deal. Right. It is a big deal. These verses will set you your mind free. The things that take place in Acts 2 does not work today. All those things in Acts chapter 2. Because God is not operating in that system anymore. And in times past, the book of Acts starts out in times past. So it is times past in book Acts chapter, in Acts, at least Acts chapter 1 and 2. But what about chapter 3? Go to chapter 3, verse 18. Might get a little sunburn right here. Sitting
you just might.
See me next week, red, white on this side. You know why. But anyway, verse 18. But those things which God before had spoke by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his other prophets since the world began. Now that information back there in time past is called what? Prophecy. And it is what God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Who did he speak it to? That's a big question.
Nation
Israel. Look at verse 25. Ye are the children of the prophets and the covenants which God made out with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in his seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his Son, Jesus Christ, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his what? You see that? Unto you first, and he blessed you. Mm-hmm. You not meaning you and I. You meaning Israel. Peter's talking to the nation Israel here. Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Verse 31. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Chapter 11, verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad unto the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to who? Everybody they met, right?
No.
It says, what it really says is, none but the Jews only. See, this message was still, this kingdom message is still going to the Jews only. So the ministry that begins in Acts chapter 2 goes out from there, really begins back with John the Baptist. We said this over and over and over, that the ministry in times past ministry makes a distinction between the Jew and Gentile that never changes in your Bible until you get to ministry of Apostle Paul and his epistles, Romans through Philemon. Now, John the Baptist come on the scene. I said this once, I say 100 times. John the Baptist comes on the scene, he's a man sent for God. God the Father sent him. He said, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? He dies, he gets his head cut off. The Lord Jesus Christ gets baptized with John, of John, to become a minister, a priest. That's why he got baptized. And he continued that message. Repent, be baptized for the remission of sins. He gets killed, crucified. He tells the 12, guess what? He changes the message, right? He says, you're under grace.
No.
He gives it to the 12, and they go out preaching and repent, be baptized for remission of sins. That's what Acts chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is all about. It's still going to the nation Israel, to Jerusalem first. the book of Acts, you will see the fall of Israel takes place in Acts 7. From there on, there is a diminishing to Israel, of Israel to Acts 28. Now, if you try to get your doctrine out of the book of Acts, okay? Then you're in error. You don't get your doctrine out of books. It's falling. It's diminishing. And in Acts chapter 7, Israel officially falls. And there is never any more opportunity for salvation to go to the nations through Israel after Acts chapter 7. When Acts chapter 7, Israel falls, and they diminishing, and then they done away with. Okay? And there, so you cannot go through Israel to get salvation to the Lord from the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are fallen. What benefit is it today that you take and try to become a part of a nation that's fallen? And there are no longer the channel blessings. How God does deal with Israel for a period of time until the end of the book of Acts. Paul even goes to them. Paul taught in Acts chapter 15. If you take Acts 15 and Galatians chapter 2, there's a conference, okay? And they was in Acts chapter 15, there's people out there telling the Jews and people that unless you were saved in the manner Moses was, you cannot be saved, okay? That's what it was. And Paul's like, no, that's not what's going on today. And they're saying, yes, you got to do what Moses did. You got to be circumcised and all that stuff. And Paul's like, no, that's not what God's doing today. And they get back and forth. So they had a council in Jerusalem in Galatians chapter 2, and they met there. And Paul was telling Peter, James, and John, who seemed to be pillars of the church and of the kingdom church, and they went there and they said, listen, this is what God's doing today. And Peter kind of knew what Paul was talking about, okay, at that point. And because this is Acts chapter 15, and by Acts chapter 10, Peter started getting visions like, whoa, God's changing some things. But it didn't change with Peter. It changed with Paul in Acts chapter 9. So they shook hands, said, we'll go to the circumcision, Peter, James, and John, and you go to the heathen. Now, if you wasn't saved in that kingdom program as a Jew, as an Israelite, and you did not accept what God was doing in that program, guess what you were?
Heathen.
A heathen, okay? You was a lost Jew. So now you're down here with me. Now you're down here with us, Gentiles. So when they called heathen, that's why Paul would go to the synagogues in a town, because he wanted to know first, do you know Jesus Christ? Okay? And he died, buried, and rose again. And if you did, He expounded more what God was doing, because they're lost. Peter, James, and John never preached the death, burial, resurrection. They preached repent, be baptized, remiss your sins. Now, the transition period, when you think about the book of Acts in Acts chapter 28, and he does it because there's a remnant out there in unsaved Israel. That's what I was trying to explain to you. There's a remnant in unsaved Israel that God wants the saved and be put in the church, the body of Christ. People get tore up today that you know, there's groups of people out there right now, says Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Thessalonians, they're not really written to you because it's got Jewish terminology in it. You have to wait to Acts 28, the prison epistles, that's to you. That's error. Listen, God's going to use his chosen apostle, which was a Jew, Hebrew, tribe of Benjamin. He's also a Roman citizen. He had dual citizenship. He's going to use him and use what God used in times past, the word, the terminology. He's not going to make stuff up. You with me? So when don't get tore up on we, thou, and Church of God and all that stuff. You know, don't get tore up with that, because God, through Paul, is going to give us the terminology that will relate to his word, period. And the transition period between Acts 7 and 8 covers a period when Israel is no longer the channels of blessings. See, they have fallen. But you have denominations out there. You have large groups, churches, and religious groups and sects will try to make you part of Israel today, and God's not doing that. God's not blessing Israel. He's not blessing the nation. You have already been blessed. And there's the middle wall partition came down in Acts chapter 7, and there is no longer a division between Jew and Gentile. So they fall. Then they diminish. They're not done away with. They just diminished. And all of that begins in the ministry of Apostle Paul. And that's why we say, when you come to Acts 28 in your Bible, you have seen in the first 12 chapters, there was a focus on the ministry that began back at Pentecost. And you have seen how it quit operating in Acts chapter 9, 10, 11, 12. So we showed you that the ministry that was once operating is not functioning anymore. Why? In Acts 13, you'll see Paul ministry come on the scene. Even though he was saved in Acts chapter 9, and he went out, okay, and he started preaching. But his ministry comes on the scene in Acts 13 to 28, you see Paul ministry and Israel rejecting even that. See, even the unsaved Israelites was rejecting that because they were so caught up in who they were. Okay, look at me, I'm a Jew, I can keep I had the oracles of God, and I'm mightier than thou. Listen, Romans 1 deals with the Gentile, why we are the way we are. If you want to look out this world and see what a beautiful place this is, man, I don't want to leave this place. But you turn around and see your neighbor in corruption and all, Romans chapter 1 explains why we are the way we are. Romans chapter 2 shows the religious guy, like, I'm holier than thou, you know. And Romans chapter 3 talks about the Jew that had the oracles of God. They had it going on. But you also know that there's none that doeth good. There's none of righteousness. So Israel is opposing that change. You start in the book of Acts, ministry goes out to Israel, times pass. Acts chapter 13 through 28, ministry goes to the Gentiles. That transition period but now. And I know I'm going really, really fast. And for $3.99, you can get this tape, just joking you. But this will be the thing. But the new program comes in when Jesus Christ saves a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus and makes him Paul the Apostle, sending him out with a message called the dispensation of grace. We are dispensationalists. We acknowledge what God is doing. In Romans chapter 11, verse 11 says, I say then, had they stumbled that they should fall? There's a question there. God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch I am apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Now look at these verses very carefully real quick. Paul says that now, it is through the fall of Israel, not the distinction between circumcision and uncircumcision, but the doing away with that distinction. And the salvation is available to how many men? All men, every man. And then he verifies his authority as, I am the apostle of the Gentiles. Now, how did God's word get to the Gentiles?
Through the Apostle Paul.
So now you're moving from times past into the but now. And if we had the chart behind me, you would see. But let me share something with you. When it says, salvation is coming to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. You know what? Israel is supposed to have a provoking ministry to provoke Gentiles to come to what Israel is doing because they was up here with God. Right? Then, what's the change here?
Backwards.
It's backwards. Now, the Gentiles is to provoke the ministry to Israel. Now, when you look at the chart, and you have in times past circumcision, which is Israel, okay? But now you have the body of Christ, and ages have come, he fulfills God's purpose. And then you have Genesis through Malachi, uncircumcision, Gentiles, and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the early part of Acts, chapter 1 through 7, is still dealing in times past. But now you're going through Romans through Philemon, and you're going to deal with Acts chapter 13 through 28. Now, in Romans chapter 10, verse 12 says, "For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile, Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him."
Amen.
There's no difference today. Okay? Could you say that it was a difference between, there was no difference between Jew and Gentile in times past?
Absolutely.
Okay? Could you say there is no difference between Jew and Gentile in times past? There was a
difference. Oh, there was a difference.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you can you say that there's a difference in the dispensation called but now?
There's no difference.
Can you say there is a difference between Jew and Gentile? There's no difference.
No.
Okay? This is how...
You're trying to trip me up.
we want you to think here, you know, just don't take my word for it. You're seeing it for yourself.
Amen.
That is how you know when you get to Romans, Paul says there is no difference. And you move from times past to where? But now. Let's look at a couple more. Galatians chapter 3. We got a few more minutes. Galatians chapter 3.
I like all the birds in the background.
So. Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Galatians chapter 3. Hey, this is no green screen behind me. This is real.
It's a real screen.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye all are one in Christ Jesus." You will never find that truth in your Bible until you come to Paul's ministry. You won't find it. And it is not the way things worked in times past. But it is the way it is now. And so you move from times past, but now happens in Paul's ministry. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you." Listen. We identify a dispensation last week, last lesson, and a particular set of instructions given to God, by God to man, for man's obedience. That's what God is dispensing it. And so the dispensation of grace, that is the instructions about a program of the but now, is going to work. That was given to Apostle Paul by Jesus Christ. Okay? Ephesians 3:3. "How that by revelation he," Christ, "made known unto me the mystery." What is that? "As I wrote afore a few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit."
Mm-hmm.
Listen, in time past, they didn't know about this mystery program.
Amen.
It was a secret. But now, the mystery, the secret, is revealed. We read in Acts chapter 3, verse 21, where Peter says the things that was happening was spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. That's prophecy. Romans 16:25 talks about, Paul says, the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was what?
Kept secret
since the world began. The programs in Acts 2 and 3 was preached about, talked about, revealed, made known since the world began. It's nothing new. And the mystery program was not preached about, talked about, revealed, or made known. in those books. So when Joel says this, that was spoken, okay, what was going on, that was spoken back there since the world began. It's nothing new. And they can't be the same, guys. You have to force them. You have to lie to yourself that they're the same. And they are distinctly different. The program times past is not the program in the but now. Once again, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, times past. Book of Acts, times past, fall of Israel, salvation going to the Gentiles, translates into Romans through Philemon, but now. And that's where we're at right now. This is our program. This is our mail. And our message is but now. It's the mystery. Let me share this with you right quick. I got a few more. Good. Ephesians chapter 3. I went so fast that I'm moving fast. My son likes Lightning McQueen.
Your grandson?
My grandson. And in the Cars movie. So he was showing me how fast a car would go. So I'm moving like lightning this morning. This is the mystery. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, Paul, who is less than least of all the saints, is this grace given. And it should be preached among the Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from the beginning of the world, had been hid in God, who created all things in who? Jesus Christ. Not just Israel. There's no middle or wall partition. Paul was made a minister to preach all men the fellowship of the mystery hid in God. Verse 10. Why?
To the intent
that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known the church, the manifold wisdom of God, according to eternal purpose, which he purposed in himself, Christ Jesus our Lord. God had to put in mind to do this all along. He had this in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost way before he thought about the prophetic program. And it was not an afterthought. It was something he purposed in himself. And he just didn't tell anyone until he planned to do so. And we'll see later on the next lesson. So I want to share with you, we don't have a chart, but if you take, say, the first part of Acts, get the book of Acts, just go ahead and get the whole book of Acts, and put it in your left hand, and then you take Romans through Philemon, and you write, and you fold them over, okay, right here, if you see this, this, on this side right here, to this side, is times past. And then the heart, in Romans through Philemon, and I always do it like Acts chapter 9, because that's where the fall was, in Acts chapter 7 verses. This is the heart of the Bible. This is what God is doing today. This is what you want to know what God is doing, and how you want to live the way he wants you to live, is right here. And then the rest is Hebrews through Revelation. That's in ages to come. So today, to be in the God's will, you want to be in Romans through Philemon. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for things you give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, if you want to visit our website, it's www.dispensationalbiblechurch.org. There's a donate button there if you want to donate to our ministry. We also on YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. I can see why you want to subscribe. Before, I'm like, what are you going to subscribe? You go through YouTube all the time, but that's not true. So when you subscribe, it pops up, lets you know that we're online. Our website, there's a Boxcast app that we pay for. That's one of the things we do in the ministry. And we can take this anywhere. And if you have Apple TV or Roku, you download the Boxcast app, and then you search for Dispensational Bible Church, and it will come on your TV each week. And you can go back and listen to other programs that we have. Now, this does not stop you from coming to visit us. Okay? We'd much rather see you in live in person, unless we're on remote locations, you know, that type of thing. But when we do, we'll take a camera with us and we'll see you that way. So until next time, may the Lord continue to richly bless you in His name. Son, Jesus.